Well, good afternoon. It's the coach, Ron, sitting in for Gabe this afternoon for KMTS Connections. And our special guest this afternoon is John Stelzreed, the branch manager of Alpine Bank here in Glenwood Springs. And John, welcome. This is a weird time we're all living in right now. But I tell you what, I think we're all excited about this. Grateful for Glenwood celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Glenwood branch. And tell me what's going on and how this promotion came about.
Sure. Thanks, Ron. Thanks for having me this afternoon. So we were sitting around earlier in the year and trying to figure out how to commemorate the occasion for the 40th anniversary for the Glenwood Springs branch for Alpine Bank, and going through just a bunch of different ideas and different thoughts. And then all of a sudden, COVID-19 hit, and it kind of threw everybody for a loop, and kind of had to readjust to how we were going to conduct business and how we were going to do things going forward. And so, as we started seeing the need for some of the local businesses that had been shut down and during April and May and part of March as well. We were trying to figure out a way, how can we give back to the community that supported us for the last 40 years? And so this was a great thought that came up, and a great idea that came up, and part of it had to do with some ideas that the chamber was throwing around with Angie Anderson, and they started talking about this community gold, this community currency program that the chamber is running. Starting to roll out this week as well, and we thought, what a great way to take advantage of that and provide some sort of spark for our businesses downtown as well.
Yeah, no one could have anticipated the extent of the closure and the shutdown and the economic damage that has occurred. But talk about Alpine Bank's commitment to before we get into this promotion specifically. And how Alpine Bank has been committed to the community over the last four decades. It's hard to believe it's been that long. And how you've been able to adjust and adapt in this economic shutdown.
Sure. So certainly the community aspect is what really has been a cornerstone for Alpine Bank over the last 40 years. And recognizing that if you take care of the community that you do business in, and the community takes care of you as well, and that certainly has been true for Alpine Bank. So that's been really a key component. Community is one of our core values that we abide by every day, and so we try to see how we can work that into how we do business. And over the years, I can't even count how many millions of dollars have gone back to the communities that we have served. Most recently with the loyalty cards the promotion that we run with our debit cards, where every transaction that somebody does, we donate 10 cents from that transaction towards some community type event, and that in itself has related to millions of dollars going back into the community as well. So it's a very, very important thing for Alpine Bank.
Of course, Alpine Bank and many other banks have been important during this difficult time as a channel of federal dollars to help folks out in this desperate time of need. How's that program going? How the loans going? I know you guys, a lot of banks were overwhelmed at first.
There's been a lot of demand for sure for the Paycheck Protection Program loans. We have been quite busy. In fact, we're still approving and closing on Paycheck Protection, the PPP loans to this day. The first round that opened up on April 3rd was a tremendous amount of demand for that. I think the first $350 billion went through in 13 days or something crazy like that. And then the second round opened back up, and so there is still money available for that. And we've been a very active participant in the Paycheck Protection Program lending to get those dollars to the small businesses that really need it. And it's been probably one of the most rewarding things that I've been involved in to be able to offer some sort of help in any way possible that I can, and certainly for the bank as well.
And the letters imply, Paycheck Protection. It's really to help people put food at the table, pay their rent, their mortgage to get through this time. And what are the criteria for those loans?
So those basically they're geared for the small business. Certainly, you had to be in business as of February 15th. You had to have 500 or fewer employees. So really geared towards that small business. And you had to have payroll. I say that, but there was also a week later they opened it up to sole proprietors as well who didn't necessarily have payroll. But it was designed for, as you said, for payroll, for making the rent payment, for the mortgage payment, utilities, things like that, everything that would keep you from having to shutter your business. And it was to provide a couple of months to get through the worst part of the shutdowns and the closures.
And what kind of response have you seen? Have you seen the benefits of this, the fruits of that program?
So far, yeah. I mean, it's we've been able to see businesses that have been able to stay afloat, and now that they're starting to open back up, we're hopeful that did help bridge that gap from the time, you know, during the shoulder season of when they had to shut down, maybe a little prematurely, right around spring break, which was really a hard time to close your doors at the busiest time for a lot of the businesses locally. So we've seen a tremendous benefit so far from our businesses. We're just very, very thankful to have had that money available to be able to keep their employees employed.
Yeah. And speaking of thankfulness and gratitude, we kind of transition now to talk about more about this Grateful for Glenwood community currency giveaway. And I remember last week when I was introduced to this, I was kind of scratching my head. How is this going to work? And now as I read more into it, this is a kind of a way to celebrate, even if in this difficult time, as we gradually start to reopen and welcome with open arms our business community, celebrating by giving. Talk about this program. I don't want to mess it up. So, community currency. What is that for? First of all,
sure. So
not
so,
monopoly money.
right. So that's actually that was a brainstorming idea that came from the chamber, and it was just a way for the chamber to say, how can we create some sort of a channel for our small businesses to get people excited about getting downtown, starting to spend money again as these businesses are opening up. This is a critical time for the businesses that are just now starting to open their doors back up and trying to get folks down downtown or really anywhere in any business. It's not just isolated to the downtown businesses, but. So this is something that the chamber came up with and as a way to say, hey, how can we there's definitely a desire for people to want to support small businesses. How can we do that in such a way that would help promote, folks that want to give as well as folks that really have something that they need and they need to go downtown or go to a business and whether it's a service or some sort of product that they're trying to purchase.
We're talking to John Stelsreed, the branch manager at branch president of the Alpine Bank here in Glenwood Springs, celebrating 40 years and celebrating with the Grateful for Glenwood campaign. And we'll talk more about that right after this timeout. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. It's the coach, Ron, sitting in for Gabe this afternoon. Our guest this afternoon is John Stelsreed, the branch president of the Alpine Bank Glenwood Springs branch, celebrating 40 years in this community. And we're talking about Grateful for Glenwood, this campaign. Your plans, your original plans to celebrate kind of went by the wayside, and you had to come up with something new with this pandemic. And as we gradually get ready to reopen businesses with proper guidelines and such, you come up with this new campaign, this new way to celebrate, and it sounds like a lot of fun. To honor the community, I'll just read right from the flyer, and celebrate 4 decades of community banking, Alpine Bank announces the Grateful for Glenwood Community Currency giveaway of $25,000. Community members have a chance to win $100 in community currency and then spend that at participating Glenwood Springs businesses this summer. So how is that going to work?
Right. So really what's going to happen is in a period of time where there's just a lot of negativity, social media, the news, you're just getting pounded from all fronts. And so what we're trying to do is focus on the positive that's going on in Glenwood. And there's a lot of positive going on. And so how we've set this up is we're asking folks to be on the lookout for somebody doing something good, whether it's a first responder, some frontline healthcare worker, a coworker, a family member, what have you, somebody, a neighbor, somebody you just happen to see doing something that, you know, that's really cool. That's a neat thing to do and something you want to share. And so we just ask that you would nominate that person. And you can nominate that person and send us an email to socialmedia@alpinebank.com. And you would basically that name goes into a drawing and into a bucket, and we're going to start drawing 10 names a day for 15 weeks. And give $100 away, basically $1,000 away every day for 25 days. So it's just a neat way to not only focus on the positives that's going on, but it's also then a way to help stimulate to a certain extent the businesses in the Glenwood community.
And KMTS is happy and proud to be the partner in this program. And the announcements will be made here on KMTS every weekday at noon. We'll announce 10 winners beginning Monday, June 15th through Friday, July 17th. That's going to be a fun time. I know we'll get a lot of participation. What's the feedback that you're getting from the business community?
Well, so we've just started rolling this out. We haven't. In fact, yesterday was the first day that we've started advertising for this. So we've gotten some feedback, and it's been pretty positive for sure. Just the notion of trying to focus on positive things in the area, and then a way for our local community to support the business community.
And so you're working in close contact with Angie at the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association.
Yeah,
that's the key conduit. I know she's got a lot on her plate with this, the business community turned upside down, basically.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much the story in a lot of communities across the country. So winners can redeem the currency at participating Glenwood Springs retail, dining, lodging services, and other businesses.
And the idea with that is that it would be a business within the 81601.
Okay.
Code. So that would be to promote the Glenwood businesses. And it's not an actual card. It's virtual in the sense that it's electronic, I guess. We would email you the certificate, and then you would then either print it out or show it on your phone and that kind of thing. And the businesses who are participating, they would opt in to participate with this program. And then they would get compensated or reimbursed from the chamber.
So if I say my neighbor did something nice, or I saw someone do something great, or I want to nominate a firefighter. So I go to socialmedia@alpinebank.com.
That would be where you would email
that person's name.
Mm-hmm. And so there are the rules are out on the Alpine Bank website, and so you can find the rules there. But basically, we'd be looking for the name, you'd be looking for, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I need to find out. I saw that earlier. Yeah.
So nominate them with their first and last name, email address, and phone number. So if I nominate someone, they're going to know. I'm going to nominate you for this,
They may or they may not. It may be somebody you just don't even know. well, I guess they need to know the name, but
yeah.
But you know, so
once I make a
tell.
Nomination, then it's out of my hands, and it goes. It's up to the bank or the organizers of this program.
Correct.
Okay.
And they'll we'll do the drawing, completely random drawing. There's no hidden agendas on anything. We just want to be able to get the positive things that are going on in the community
yeah.
out, so that people know what that's about, whoever that is, and whatever they're doing. And then get the Glenwood currency out into the community.
So 10 daily winners, 50 weekly winners, and 250 winners in total. We're talking a total of $25,000 in the community currency to show that you're grateful for Glenwood and what the folks are like here in this town when times are tough. And, you know, you see it every day, don't you? I mean, just everybody – you see heroic things out and about in the community,
and even the things, and even the things that you don't see that happen all the time, that you know, behind the folks behind the scenes, or you know, things that really make this town tick, that we just don't even think about, and those are the kind of things that we're after as well as the things that everybody can see.
Yeah, yeah. Alpine Bank. How long have you been with Alpine?
Been with Alpine for just under 3 years.
Okay. And banking background, how does this compare with some of your other when you look back over your career with other institutions?
For this program?
Yeah, yeah.
This is an amazing program, and just the thought of the bank willing to say, hey, look, we want to celebrate what got us here. And we want to do that by giving back to the community that got us here, and throwing $25,000 at this is, in my mind, it blows me away. The amount of community support that the bank, that's what they, again, it's the cornerstone of what built the bank up, and we recognize that yeah. without this community we wouldn't be where we're at, and so this is just a small way for us to say thank you for the support that this community has shown us over the last 40 years.
Grateful for Glenwood, Alpine Bank, the Glenwood Springs branch celebrating 40 years in business, 1980, going back a few years. We're talking to John Stelsrey, the branch president of Glenwood Springs Alpine Bank branch, and grateful for Glenwood, and the looking for some local heroes. We'll talk more about this program and $25,000 in community currency just to help the community out and local businesses get back on their feet. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Good afternoon. It's the coach sitting in for Gabe this afternoon, and we're talking to John Stelsrey, the branch president of Alpine Bank in Glenwood Springs, celebrating 40 years in business and serving the community. It really has been serving the community. That really defines Alpine Bank, I would think.
For sure. I mean, it's something that we take a lot of – we feel is a responsibility to help serve back to the community that has served us so well, for sure.
And we're talking about grateful for Glenwood as we get ready to open more businesses back up and sort of get back to normal. I don't know if we'll ever see normal again, but hopefully this will spur that on. Grateful for Glenwood is a community currency giveaway of $25,000. Community members have a chance to win $100 in community currency and then spend their winnings at Glenwood Springs businesses this summer, those that are participating. And KMTS is proud to be a partner, along with the Glenwood Springs Chamber Resort Association, the Glenwood Gold Campaign, drawing 250 winners of $100 in community currency. How can businesses get involved in this? I know we're still in the early stages.
Sure. So there's two ways for the businesses to be involved. The first is the most obvious, and that is to sign up for the program with the chamber. So that they can be eligible for folks that have this Glenwood gold currency, wanting to spend the money in their businesses. So that would be the first step, and then the second step is thinking about buying these as gift certificates for their employees or for their customers or something along those lines to help again spur the economic recovery.
Yeah, yeah. So if I'm a local business owner, I go to Angie at the chamber, say I want to sign up for this program, and it's up to me what I want to what level I want to participate at, or.
You know, that's a great question, and I think Angie would know the answer probably better on that. I don't know that necessarily there's different levels of participation. I think you're either in or you're out.
Okay.
But it does allow you the opportunity to participate so that when there are these I think the chamber's goal is to get about $100,000 worth of Glimma gold currency into circulation in the area. And so for the businesses to be able to participate in that, that would be the first step for them to sign up for.
Yeah, and hopefully the idea is to kind of prime the pump. Let's get it going, and once we get this is what shopping is like actually.
Exactly.
And interacting with people, even at a safe distance, and buying products and shopping locally, and that's the other thing we want to emphasize is shopping locally.
Shopping locally for sure. And there's just we have a ton of businesses and that provide the whole range of services and products, and no need to go to Grand Junction or to Denver, and we can do it right here. And so every little bit we can do for these merchants is the right thing to do.
Is there a some criteria? Does it have to be a mom and pop shop, or can it be any local business?
Any local business, again, that opts in and participates with the chamber to do this. So as long as you're operating within the 81601 zip code, you would be eligible to participate.
And let's remind folks again how they can participate as citizens to help spur the local economy. And that is to nominate someone. So let's go over that again.
Yep, absolutely. So to just be on the lookout for anything that you see that's going on, anything positive, whether it's again a healthcare worker, first responder, your neighbor, a friend, a coworker, somebody that's just doing something that just strikes you as, you know, that's really cool. That's a really neat thing, and something that's going to promote positivity in the area and the community, and something that, you know, I'd like to share that with people that this is what's going on. So making that nomination is the first step.
Yeah. And then, of course, the nominees, winners can redeem their currency at participating Glenwood Springs retail, dining, lodging services, and other businesses. Every weekday at noon, KMTS will announce 10 winners starting Monday, June 15th, so a little less than 2 weeks, through Friday, July 17th. So it'll be a fun summer promotion, and I'm sure we'll get a lot of great participation. Anytime we throw something out there, we get a lot of phone calls. So,
well, and that's what we're hoping for is something to just generate some really positive energy and something that people can get really behind. And people will want to tune in at noon and listen and say, I wonder who's going to win it today, you know. And it's just I'm just super excited about this program for sure.
You can nominate, again, folks, with their first and last name, email address, and phone number, in addition to a few words from you about why they're being nominated, and send an email to socialmedia@alpinebank.com. That's socialmedia@alpinebank.com. The nominees will be put into a pool for random drawings. And, again, listen daily at noon on KMTS starting June 15th to hear winners' names announced, and Alpine Bank will email prizes to the winners. 10 daily winners, 50 weekly winners, 250 winners in total. Grateful for Glenwood. We are grateful for Glenwood and this whole community.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely. No, this is a great community, and just really proud to be a part of it. So,
well, John, anything else you want to add as we kick this program off?
Yeah, just encourage people to embrace this, embrace the chamber, and all the good things that Angie's doing, and in trying to kickstart the economy. Certainly, this is a time where we're starting to think about strawberry days and things like that, which unfortunately is not going to happen this year. So, a lot of focus and effort is going into this particular program, and we're just excited to be able to do our part in making sure that this is a success for the chamber and for the business community as a whole.
Absolutely. And KMTS is proud to be participating in this, being a partner, and hopefully we'll see some good come from this. I'm sure we will. It's going to be it'll be a good thing. It'll be prime the pump, get the economy going, and eventually we'll get back to some kind of a normal life.
that's the hope for
yeah,
sure.
Hope for the future. All right, John. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
John Stelzreed has been our guest, the branch president of Alpine Bank in Glenwood Springs, celebrating 40 years in business. And celebrate with us with Grateful for Glenwood. And keep it tuned for more details and more information on KMTS. You're listening to KMTS Connections.